¿Qué?
Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is the show where we do not only give you readings and entertainment, we also bring on a very good, positive, spiritual, good feeling for everyone. In the meantime, still trying to be wild and give you that great entertainment. This is Jethro Smith. I welcome all of you. I'm glad we've got quite a few individuals tuned into our Friday night, and it's wild. Speaking of we have the other individual tonight who is our hostess and phenomenal person, Patty Negri. Patty Negri is not only she's an actor, producer, psychic medium. She's a community activist. She's been commuting with the spirit work since she was a toddler. She has actually conducted her first seance when she was 8 years old. Patty's well known through television and radio and just really an excellent person. Patty, how are you tonight?
I am excellent, Jethro. Thank you so much. Happy to be here. Happy to be with you. Happy to be with everybody. Thank you all.
Great. We look forward to it. We love it. And we have a lot of individuals that are contacting tonight to have that time. We always start out here with those of you tuning in. Tonight is our night. We're giving away 6 prizes tonight. So those of you go to psychicsgonewild.com, look down on the left side. It'll say how to contact us, or on the page, you hit that page. It'll tell you to win prizes. Give us your information. We're going to call out a few numbers here tonight. So go to psychicsgonewild.com and we'll give away those prizes a little later on the show. This is our way of saying thank you for tuning in, and it gives you a chance to please check out the people that are there, the readers and the individuals that do this. We are going to be having our birthday on February 17th, and we'll be celebrating Jan's I'm a Jan fan. So those of you who love Jan Drake and know who she is, definitely, if you don't, get to listen in or just put in there, I like Jan and I'm a fan, and you'll be able to put in for some of the contest prizes we're going to be giving away in February. So go in tonight and just put in your information. Let's start out with a little bit. I apologize, you guys. You're going to have to take just a few minutes. Jethro's getting grounded. I just finished a very strong psychic circle here. So, Patty, they're asking a couple of questions here, and I'm going to start out with a little email and give you a little time. And you guys on the phone, be patient, and we'll get to you. We have an email here tonight that's asking about, Patty, you had brought up that there was a difference between crystal balls, whether they were lead crystal or glass. I apologize. I couldn't find it in the archives. Would you tell me again, what is the difference, and what is your beliefs on crystal ball reading?
Okay, both are fabulous, and both are very, very different in my experience and most everybody I know who works with one. Working with a glass crystal ball, which actually is kind of the classic, traditional, old-fashioned way, they were called crystal balls, but they were probably meaning lead crystal balls or glass balls. Those are the best for just direct, you are doing divination work, you are scrying, you are looking into other worlds, I can't talk, worlds, using the ball to do so. So they are fabulous for that. Okay, I want to look into the future or the past or anything, use your crystal ball. Quartz crystal balls, stone crystal balls, they have a spirit of their own. As everybody who knows who works with crystals, that is a living mineral, a living entity. So it has its own spirit to work with. So you're adding that dimension to it, which is great. But if you're just doing plain scrying work or divination, you also have to deal with the spirit of that stone itself. So both are really good, and I use both, and I use them very much for different purposes. So with that in mind, when you use it, you'll start, oh, this makes sense now. I got it. Hello, Mr. Quartz Crystal.
I love that. Now, Patty, now this is, and we have individuals who are learning about magic, and Patty has been our individual to not only teach all of us with the work of, she works with the elementals, she does very well in this energy, and, you know, Patty, I know a lot of times people will tell me, okay, you know, you're working with this stone, and you're picking that up, like you said, you're telling us that you're making friends with this energy, so that stone knows you and resonates an energy and pattern to you to be able to do what you have it do, correct?
Yes. I mean, it's two energies. It's like two people talking versus you just looking in a mirror and going, you know, into the other worlds. So, yeah, get to know your stones. They have things to tell you, whether it's a crystal ball or just a rock or just a rock, let alone a stone. Talk to them, whisper to them, you know, give them their hopes and dreams and your fears, and they're amazing.
I love that. And Cindy Parham's writing us here from Illinois. She's asking, Patty, can you tell me if I were to buy a stone that would protect me in my house? I've had individuals tell me that there is some type of vortex or energy that's not closed in my house. I've tried to have people come over and help me. Is there a stone that I might keep or put in my house that would keep things from coming in and out of this vortex? A porthole, she's writing.
I am not an expert on like what book learning would said on to close a portal. Actually, a tourmaline, like a black tourmaline, would be really good protection, not letting anything bad come up through it. But I think almost any stone can be charged and enlisted and given that job too. You know, everything has to have a job to do to help keep it closed. I would actually have to look that up, or I suggest you do. But definitely get a tourmaline, a black tourmaline, to help certainly anything negative or just absorbing anything negative that comes in. And then if you really do have a portal, I would use other methods even first before stones or along with stones to close it up, do it a little more energetically.
Thank you, Patty. You always give me the best advice. I'll let you know and type with Jethro later. And those of you asking, how do they type me when you're in the chat room? We have the chat room. I have the Facebook room open, too, for those of you who go into there. And what we love with the phone calls, we'll be taking a few minutes, is you want to guarantee to get in. We are checking a little bit with the phone, but me and Patty just do this in the real life. And so what we do is this is all real and live. I had someone tease me. They said, last week, Patty and Jethro were so crazy and silly, I had to tune in again this week. So that's what you guys get. We are real in life. And so if you go into the room, those of you from the Healing Fountain group, I thank you from the United Kingdom. That group is also the Golden Light, and they are also on here. From Birmingham, we're having a friend, Ian, writing. He's writing in asking, he's like, Patty, I have always done mediumship work, and I'm just very fascinated by the fact that I've listened to your show a couple of times, and you are a strong individual. And is there anything you might be able to tell me with my work that could make me feel this positive about it? Sometimes I am a little worried about the veil and go walking through it.
Again, it's all in your intention. We can control how we feel about things and what we're doing. If there is fear there, step back. You don't want to do anything with fear or trepidation. See what you're looking at. See what is fearful. Is it just the unknown? Start getting more comfortable with the unknown or whatever that means. Little baby steps outside of your comfort zone with things. Again, and you've got to go in with a good attitude because that's going to change the whole view and the whole point of view of it. So just work on that. Work on that in your meditation time, in your visualization time, in your affirmation time, whatever your method is. We are not always completely in control of everything that happens around us. We are completely in control of how we react to it and how we go. And that is true also in our spiritual lives and in our journey work.
Very excellent. And I've got them writing in. Boy, we've got you guys in the United Kingdom woke up tonight. They're writing so many. I'm going to just do another one, then we'll go to the phones. You guys stay patient. We've also got a phenomenal guest tonight. Those of you who have tuned in, we're going to be talking about health and healing, and we have an excellent friend of me and Patty's named Michelle, who's going to get on here and on the air and talk to you a little bit about the natural benefits of it's coconut oil. It's a very phenomenal thing, and it's going to help you guys that are looking for it. I know some of you have already said you started to try it. Me and Patty are personally, for me, it's made me feel a lot better, and I've lost a couple of pounds that I probably didn't need, and I like it. It tastes good, and it makes me feel good. Patty, what has it done for you?
Yeah, it gives me energy. It's just good all over. It even spiritually helps align you. I mean, it's just like the energetic things. It's really great for weight loss. It's good for belly weight loss, because sometimes women, I guess men too, but women get that around the middle stuff that we just really don't want it there. It really helps with that. I've noticed even in clarity, it's good for keeping you from getting hungry. It's like this little miracle stuff. My gosh, you eat it, you put it on your face, you put it on your hair. It's like I'm ready to rub it all over my dog. It's good.
It is good. And speaking of good, we're going to give you some good readings and some excellent time. Let's grab our first couple of calls. We've got a lot of you guys. You've been patient. 845, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I'm fantastic. Happy New Year to both of you. My name
Happy
is Abby.
New Year.
Hello. And I'm in New York. And I have a question. Is there someone from the other side trying to communicate with me? If so, who is it and what is the message?
It's not a dog barking. Sorry about that. That was me.
It is live.
are you feeling somebody starting to contact you, Remy? That's what I'm. Are you feeling like a little push there, a little nudge?
Not really. No, truly not really. Just being curious, not really.
You're just being curious if somebody is.
Right.
I'm not getting a specific message of anything in particular. I mean, there's people there. You certainly have guides and people on the other side around you. I'm not getting somebody trying to holler out. Jethro, are you? Maybe I'm missing something.
No, and this is Patty's area. I am feeling that there's a little bit of energy going on, but I feel like the person's not right now. But there's some. You're doing some memory of a person that you're feeling, and I feel like they're doing some other work. They're helping someone else right now is what they're telling me. They said they're looking over someone else that's going through some time. I feel like this person really went through an energy when they passed, and you've been kind of going back over some energy. You're feeling the energy, but I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
You know what I apologize, Evie, with you because they also
that's
said
fine.
To talk to you about something else that's going on. You're a really good person, and you know that's going to come back in the karma. They were telling me a little bit of this. Other people are going to. There's going to be some surprise packages or some good things for you coming. I feel like people there know that you're really good, and I feel like there's some. It's like you're trying to help as many people as you can there.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you for assuaging that concern. And Happy New Year to both.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Abby. Happy New Year. All good.
Bye-bye. Yes.
All good. Okay.
Love you. And boy, we've got the energy there going in there. Hang on to the hour because then we'll have Michelle in and we're going to go coconuts. We've got 256. Where do you get your kicks? 256. You're in next. How's Psyche's Gone Wild? How are you, 256? I don't know, but we're, hello, 256?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
She just went off the board, and I apologize. We'll hope you call back in 256. We're going into the next call here, and we've got – actually, we just got two phones went bye-bye. This, I don't know what's going on, but somebody really wants to get in, and it's you, 951. You won. You're in. Be good to us, please. You're pushing people around. What are you doing, 951?
I'm just sitting here on the phone, just not doing anything. All the angels doing the dirt for me.
Welcome. Did you have a question for Patty?
Yes, I was wondering about career and finances this year.
Career and finances. Let me see what I see. What's your first name, if you don't mind?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, you were Nathaniel on the chat room. I said, hi, Nathaniel, how are you?
I tried to say hello back. Are you offended or something?
No, you did. I saw you say hello back. I just didn't know that I was not comparing the chat room to you. Hi. Thank you. I'm seeing some more – I am seeing I don't know if you did have stability, but I'm seeing stability in for you in finances and work, and I'm also seeing you kind of taking a more active role in really creating that reality, creating it what you want it to be. Like, you have that ability, you really, really do, to get out and not that you play victim by any means, you absolutely don't, but just going the opposite a little bit, like taking charge, taking the bull by the horns. I see you making a lot of realizations this year, or maybe you already started doing that. You've been like doing a little bit of soul searching, like, wow, this isn't as perfect as I want it to be on some area, and it can be.
Great.
I do pay attention to numbers, though. Pay attention. Pay attention to numbers. There's a message there for you coming in.
Okay.
Showing that, yes. And they're telling me that, yes, very much. And they're also saying with you, Nathan, that they're going through a little bit of energy with your guides and you, that this year is kind of a little bit of a lull starting out, but it's going to just even get better. They're telling me to look at the – I agree with Patty, that keeps getting the numbers. They keep telling me you also are working with your own individuality of some things that's coming together too. You're going to experience a more of a happiness within your own – your own self. It's like I feel like you've gotten something going on here for the New Year's Eve that's working for you good. You know, you're talking about health. We're going to talk to our friend, Michelle, the coconut girl. They're calling her in the room already. She's here. And they said that you're working on something health-wise that's helping you, Nathaniel, that's putting in something you really wanted.
You say health-wise or help-wise?
I feel like it's they tell me that it's like help-wise, like with your health it's going to be better, but you're helping yourself by something you're doing to help you feel and know better, or looking at a life or something that you're taking on here. They said that's going to be really good for you.
I started this new job with Lance Security, and I'm working out of the desert, out a little few miles from Hinckley, where that Aaron Brockovich movie was from. And I'm kind of afraid of some radiation in the area. I don't know that I got sick the last couple of days. I called in sick from work from being outside in the cold. They didn't come over with a truck and the heater and everything. And I caught the sniffles, and I don't know that I want to work for the company. They seem too cruel. And the security guard job, I mean, I'm out in the middle of the desert. You know, the solar plant is, you know, 8 miles from Highway 58. It's just down a dirt road. I feel kind of unsafe out there.
If you're feeling unsafe, that's not good. I mean, I do see that there's some issues there with you with the job. I don't know that they're necessarily being uncaring or not, but I think there's somehow you just got off to a little giggly bad start of some way, like a little edged in, like your square peg didn't fit into the hole correctly. It's fixable if you want it to be, but I think you don't really like the job so far, right?
Well, there's another job that I've applied for that pays five times as much with Aaron Brothers, ARB. They build pipelines. So I'd be doing welding and a pipe fitting and that kind of thing.
Okay, so why don't we look at...
Do you see me getting a job?
Okay, let me ask, will he get the job with the other company? I see you can get the job, but I would stay with this other job till something else comes through. And it certainly might be this new one. That feels really good to me. But I don't see you quitting this job now until you have this other one or a different one. It's like making it work. Jethro?
Yes. I agree very much, and I thank you, Nathan. We are having a little bit of energy with the phone. They're telling me that's where me and I can feel the energy. Patty's able; she's very gifted at bringing the energy through. They're telling me that this is going to work with it out, and I'm going to let you go at this point because that's what they're giving us. And I thank you. I know that I'm a little bit distanced, but they're not showing me much with your energy. I'm kind of leaning a little bit on Patty because it's been a long day. But I thank you for calling in. You know.
Hey, well, thank you very much, my Scorpio
yeah.
friend. I know you're. Is it on the 11th or the 12th?
12, yes, thank you. Yes, it is. And definitely hang in here. Keep calling, and put in for some of the contests. I like to have some of my own sex call once in a while to tease. Someone told me the other day, said, you guys have an audience of 90% women. And I go, I think we have a lot more individuals doing this. So thank you. Yes, I will, catch me on Facebook. I had someone tease me yesterday. They said, what is it? It's that time of the year that Patty will tell you this, as psychics, people want to know their New Year's psychic reading. The other time of the year for me that's really intense is Valentine's Day because of the love. So I love you dearly. I thank you as a friend. You've made a friend here. They're joking about Facebook. People are telling me, why do we love Facebook? So are you on Facebook with me, Nathan? Nathaniel?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
And I do a lot of the Chinese astrology, personology. I do each day of the year as a thing. Napoleon was born the day of Royal Command. Einstein was born the day of Relativity. It goes on and on for me, so I didn't want to try to take over the show or anything. But
you're going to. We're going to make you work here for a minute because I'm in trouble. Patty's going to kick me if I don't get to work. And tell me what it is. I'm teasing. You know that. Tell me with my birthday, if you would, a little bit. And what do you feel with Patty? Patty, would you mind telling me? I think Patty's going on the 13th.
No, yeah, this is great. I love this. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
The charismatic charisma. That's the 12th. The 12th is, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love that. I always thought I was just an eater. No, I love that. That's very good. Is the 13th magical with Patty's? Does it mean she can't go out?
The 13th, and then you're the 12th, huh? So that's everybody on the 12th is quite a maverick. Everyone born on the 12th is quite a maverick. And then the 13th is the death card. So we know there's no death, but it's a real spiritual thing. What month were you born?
Me, October.
October 13th?
Yes, October 13th. Is that good?
That's the day of the tough cookie.
The tough cookie? Sound like me.
Marie Osmond's day?
Yes, Marie Osmond, Sammy Hagar, me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's actually born the week of theater, too, so you get a theater and that kind of thing.
Oh, well, that's interesting. They know we thank you, and they're teasing. They're now Jethro's making the people work. I love you for calling in. Blessings, friends. It was nice talking to you, and I got to go. And I apologize. Sometimes it happens with this when we've done this for energy. I think the guys are getting me regenerated, but thank you for calling in, and we will talk to you again, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks for the information. That's cool.
Yeah.
New Year's blessings to all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we have a lot of friends out here, and one of the great things about your friends is get on to psychiescunwall.com and tell us like this. I'm glad to have met you through here, and I had a friend tell me that. They said, I do love Facebook. Patty, me and you do a lot of work with people, and this is what I love about it, is individuals, we are psychic, but it's so nice to have someone do this. We had someone write me from Montana yesterday and tell me that they wanted me to put on the show tonight, that they had such a great time learning about how to do a seance. And I know it has to have been Patty. And I wrote back and told them it was Patty Negri. And the lady wrote back and she goes, Patty is such a nice individual. She goes, I spent 45 minutes on Facebook looking at the stuff she does. She goes, this woman is fascinating. So I said, I'm going to share that over the air. So I think, Agnes, that was a very beautiful thing to say, and we love all of you guys. 610, would you like to know what we're doing here on Psychics Gone Wild? 610. Hello?
That puppy wasn't mine.
Okay, 610. Did you have a little puppy just bark? It was you.
No, 610, is that your puppy? We can talk to my puppy, 610.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go ahead. I don't know what's happening, but obviously we're not getting through with the contacts. 540, how are you, 540?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
I just had a question. I was just wondering if my mom had a message from heaven for me.
What's your mom's name?
Rose.
Oh. It's something about, she has all sorts of, I'm getting lovely messages, of course, of love and pride, but there's something about a male. I'm not sure if it's your father or your brother. Would she have a message for you about a male? That's what I'm getting strongly.
Do
you have a brother?
My stepdad. Dad? I talk to him every Sunday.
Okay.
Since she passed.
It's, Okay, it's something about him. She's a little bit, not seriously, but a little bit concerned about him and wants you to pay attention to that. Does that make sense? I mean, is there something going on a little bit? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So just, she is there for you, too. She'll talk to you just as much as she'll talk to us.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to find a way to communicate with her. She visits my sister in dreams, but I have not had any of her yet, so... I ask her to come in my dreams, but maybe I just don't remember if she does, you know.
Did you listen? Were you on air last week when I talked about Dream School?
No, okay.
I don't want to, since I just talked last week, if you could listen to last week's broadcast, I talked about Dream School. It's like literally, it's all it takes is a glass of water by your bed, the intention. You ask your guides. And you ask whoever you want to talk to. Again, kind of in the morning, you do it with a snooze button, and with that time between wake and sleep, it's really, really good. I did go into more detail, though, but other than that, just put a glass of water by the side of your bed to start, and then just say, really, when you go to bed, okay, I am enrolling in Dream School here. Ask for higher power, God, guides, whoever you believe in. Because your mom really does want to talk. Something, she had something green, You have something of hers green?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Keep that.
I have a few things of hers. Mm-hmm.
But something that's green, the color green, do you know what that is?
Okay. Well, it could be some of her clothing. I have a lot of her, some of her clothing. I have some pictures. Just some small things that I took that was personal to me.
Okay. That means a lot to her.
Okay. Green. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Green can mean a lot of things. It could be a picture with a tree in it for all I know, but I just got a big hit on the color green, and she appreciates that you have all that stuff, and there's that something that's really special that's green. So you'll go home and look at it, or it might come to you later, and just know that for some reason that she just wanted that to stand out.
Okay. Okay, green. Thank you.
Jethro, I'm feeling Patty going right along with it. She's talking to Patty, and it feels very good, and I just feel the blessings of being a part of this. I agree this is very much what she's telling you, and she's also saying that she is there just to step with it. She's also really glad that you are talking with that stepfather. She knows that it's not been only not easy on him, but he has a lot of other things going on, and he needs that support over here too. She's saying, like, over there she's doing it, but she's liking the fact that you two together are working on helping him feel good about himself.
Yeah, I've been trying. I used to talk to my mom every day on the phone, and so now I had to make a new normal for myself, and then every Sunday I call him just to check up on him, see how he's doing. And I was just wondering if, you know, she had any messages about that and knows that I'm, you know, trying my best to make sure he's taking care of himself because he's a little older.
Yeah, she does. That's the first thing she said to me, and the concern, and so she gets it. That's why she's happy with you. She's appreciative.
That's great.
And it means what, and your memories of her and the keepsakes you have mean a whole lot to her.
Okay. And so is there a reason why she has come to my sister in dreams and not me, or just because I'm not remembering it, you think?
I think you're not remembering it, and you might overthink a little bit. You might get in your own way a little too much, not purposeful blockage, but kind of get in your own way a little bit.
Yeah, maybe I'm wanting it a little bit too much. That's what my sister said.
Yeah.
She said, get out of your own way.
Well, thank you for calling. We love you dearly. You got to hear
much.
With Patty.
She will come. She said so. She just told me she will. So, again, listen to last week's broadcast or email me, patty@pattynegri.com. I will send you a whole article I just put into a magazine about it.
Okay,
great. And Jethro's going to send that out too. So, yes.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you. You guys do great work. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you. We are Psyches Gone Wild, and now we're going to go a little wilder. We're going to actually go coconuts. We're going to talk to a phenomenal friend of ours here about the wonderful benefits of coconut skinny. Michelle, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Jethro. How are you?
I'm a little woozy. I'm a little tired buns, and I just was sitting here making Patty
go to
work.
The energy is really interesting today. It is so interesting all over. I'm riding the wave, though. I'm riding the wave. I just
riding
had an
away.
Amazing meeting with the owners of this oil because I just really needed to understand why it stands out among every other oil because, of course, integrity is hugely important to me. And the results I've been getting through my clients have been just amazing, especially for thyroid health. So, of course, brain health, blood sugar, metabolism, and your immunity. But it's the only oil that's never been heated. It's raw. It's FDA approved for medicinal uses. And I want to get it to as many people as possible because it really helps with so many functions.
So why don't you give some of the hints and tips of how to use it? Because that's what amazes me. Tell people different things they could use it for and why, other than why you would eat it. Why would you put it on your skin? Why would you do your teeth thing, all
well,
that stuff?
Of course, you know, coconut oil has been around forever and ever. And the islanders are some of the healthiest people just due to eating coconuts. And we don't have that availability. So what you can do with it is a lot of holistic dentists are recommending that you do pulling, and that means you put it in your mouth and kind of keep it there and swish it first thing in the morning. It pulls all the bacteria and toxins before it goes into your system and affects your heart. So you do that for 15 minutes, and you spit the oil out after you do it, and you'll see it gets really kind of thick and mucky, and it will whiten your teeth. Another thing you can do is eat it about 2 tablespoons a day, and it really helps with brain function. So it really helps with memory, and it's a lot of lauric acid, a lot of vitamins that you can't get, and you're going to notice a difference with your thyroid. It's a pre-probiotic. You can put it on your skin. You can massage your scalp with it. It will grow your hair in thicker. So, I mean, it has so many uses. You can cook in it, but with this grade, I wouldn't suggest anybody wasting it by cooking in it. It's really just live food. It really will kill your appetite. It's wonderful on the liver. So we have extra belly fat like you were talking about because we're not getting enough good fats. So that's what's so amazing about this. This is a good fat that the body can utilize and burn, which will increase the metabolism.
What I love is it's so satiating. If you're hungry or you're craving stuff, just go literally. I just go in the bottle like you taught me to do and grab a spoonful of it. And the cravings go away, hunger goes away, and I feel full and satisfied.
Yes. And for light workers especially, well, I mean, we're all light workers. But if you're working and you just don't have access to anything, it really helps with the grounding and keeping you light so you're not eating anything. And you can do really amazing. Well, it's used for sacred rituals. So back in, you know, Hawaii and the islands, they use it for sacred rituals. But it really does. It satisfies you, and especially people that crave fat. And so when you're getting this, you're getting a good fat. So it's really keeping you full. But you got to eat. And they're actually testing it now, this oil. They'll challenge any oil that's out there where you will not gain the weight. But actually, it's pHing your body, and she's doing urine tests, and she's doing saliva tests, And it's pHing the whole body, which means, you know what that means, we stay healthy. We don't want to be acidic, which causes cancer. Blah, blah,
so
blah.
So people are asking, where can they get skinny coconut oil? How can people get a hold of you?
This is the exciting news. After I met with them, I asked them, I said, Jethro and Patty are just some amazing friends. Will you give their listeners a special discount? And he said, yes. So if you guys type in radio at Skinny Coconut Oil, and I'll put that in the little chat room, it's www.skinnycoconutoil.com. Type in, and I'll put that on for everybody to see, type in radio, and you'll get 25% off, or 25% off.
Yay.
For all the listeners.
Definitely, you guys can do that. Get contact there. And you know what? I was just going to tell you, and I'm impressed, Michelle. We all know with you that you're a good person. And since I've met you in the time, you called in as a listener is how I met you. And I was so impressed. Michelle's one of those people. She's just a good person. So when she sent it to me, I'm like, you know, this is from Michelle. I'm very sensitive, but yet I just said, okay, grab the thing. And in 2 days, I not only was I feeling the better of it, but I realized I really like it. It is like Patty said, you kind of want to, it's all natural and it feels good, so you want to put it on yourself, you want to put it in your hair, like basically all the things you can do with it. And I was so impressed that, that how well it felt that I've got my girlfriend Kay doing it. Kay's more natural.
Yay,
so everyone sees her.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
And she loves it. She's like, this stuff is really good. And I said, this is the wildest thing. I said, here we are. So we joked, and we kind of nicknamed you. We're like, well, this is from our coconut friend. And then we laughed because we know you're a sweetheart. And
aww.
I just want to thank you for taking the, you know, and putting us in the part of your friends, that, you know, to try it out. And when I saw Patty on there writing it on Facebook, and Patty's like, it's good. I'm like, well, good. We're all doing it together. And I laughed.
Yeah.
And Patty said,
it's important because you guys do so much spiritual work and light work, and you guys got to stay healthy too. So
that's right.
Anyway, so yeah, you're giving out, so we got to give back.
Oh, I love that. Daniel Martin's writing us from over in Brooklyn. He said, you guys live the life to the fullest. I think that Patty and Jethro's cups are always full of fun. That's nice. Thank you, Daniel.
Full of coconut oil.
We love it. Try it out, you guys.
Sorry, I am really bad at on this. I did spell it wrong. Sorry.
Chat room, right? An extra E amongst friends.
Yes.
But Jan put it in. Jan rocks. Jan is so good in the chat room. She put it in right the first time. I put it wrong, too. I had a comma instead of a...
Did I get radio right? I hope I got that one right.
You guys know.
You got it. Okay, there we go. That's okay. We don't mind. Awesome. So I don't know if anybody has any other questions, but I have, like I said, I run a little health clinic, and as soon as I started, I never really wanted to carry it just because it's another product and more paperwork, and so I just wanted to direct everybody to it, and I gave everybody a jar to let them try, and it just went like wildfire out here. So I suggest everybody tries a jar and see how it improves, especially thyroid, any thyroid issues. This is so huge for that, which, again, creates a balance in the hormones.
Somebody on the chat room, Asna Lover, is asking if it's a good source of protein, Coconut Girl. But I don't know if there would be protein in it. Is there?
Yeah, no, it's the oil. It's lauric acid, vitamin K, vitamin D. It's kind of like an omega, like salmon, the oil. I guess a salmon would be a protein, so that would be a poor example. And it's like 11 o'clock here, so I'm really, okay, please forgive me. No, it would just be an oil. It would just be an oil.
Definitely, you guys get in contact, and you guys can send to it, and I will, if it's okay with you, Michelle, they can get a hold of me or Patty. We can send them an email to contact you. I know a lot of you guys will come on and, like, on Facebook say, who is there, what's going on? You know, with that, we would send the email over. You could write to Michelle and say, I've got questions. Michelle's a sweetheart, like you guys see here. She's a very phenomenal texter. She will text me on the phone and give you, like, a special message, positive talk. you know, with that, get a little bit of questions you've got. I've got a lot of people. We're going to come back to you a little bit, Michelle. We've got a couple of quite a few callers, and we love you dearly. Hang in there. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to grab a couple of these calls. I know all of you have waited for this, and we have went all week from Psychics Gone Wild. An individual wrote us, and I'm going to read the email. All of our psychics were giving a picture of this individual named Roman, and I've had a lot of you guys write me. I've got so many emails that, you know, you need to ask Patty, because Patty's the medium. The reason why I did this, and I'll tell you the method of my madness, is we all as psychics wanted to help. The individual that called in, and it, well, she actually wrote an email to me, and I have permission from her dad, her parent, and I have her emailing, is Savannah. And Savannah got a hold of us over this. I'm going to read the email, and then I'm going to have Patty, who's seen the picture of Roman, give you guys, Savannah and the family that are listening to the show, what she's feeling from this gentleman. So I ask you guys to hang on. Relax here for a minute. Let me read it the way she wrote it so Patty can pick up the energy, and then we'll go from there. It's like we start out with, hey, my name is Savannah. I'm going straight to the point here. My friend Roman Smith was killed in a car accident and was accused of drinking and driving. But friends and family think otherwise. It's been about 2 weeks since his funeral, and curiously, weird questions keep getting brought up. Well, yesterday, a woman called Roman's mother and told her she had a dream, that Roman was trying to get through to her and tell her what really happened. This woman lives in Minnesota, and we live in Alabama. Never heard or seen the lady in our entire lives, only to find out she's been giving us details of Roman that only family members and close friends would know. It's a giant long shot, but I think Roman was killed by someone. I want to hear Roman's story, but he's gone. If it's not out of your way, would you please help? I am 15 years old, and I have nothing to give, but I want to find out what really happened to Rome. But please, please think about it. Thank you, Savannah G.
Sweet girl. Yeah, this seems, I'm getting not real clear messages, but very messy messages. There was, and you feel free to jump in too, Jethro. I mean, there was something attached. I don't know that it was purposely killed, but something went wrong. Something went haywire, like somebody went out, I'm going to go murder this person. I'm not getting a clear picture that was it, but something is amiss. Something is definitely amiss. And I'm actually I'm getting a little something wiggy about the woman who contacts you, Savannah. So I would just, again, I know she's being very helpful and giving you really good information, but I would just keep your eyes open with that too for some reason. I don't know if I'm the first person to tell you that.
You are on the show, and Patty is our phenomenal one, and I'm feeling the energy. And I have done this before because of drowning and coming back, but Patty is phenomenal. Patty's mastered this area. So I love this. And Savannah, that listening in, I know you are. You're like, oh, my gosh, I went all week. I do agree with Patty and the messy. And when Patty brought up something, it is a little different. Patty's able to step in the veil. So those of you who are listening, this is kind of a little bit of a helping thing. There's psychics. Like, I see the future real quick. I can go there. I know that the other individuals we have can see energies with other people and their healers. Patty's able to do, like me, the same with the energies. But Patty's also, when it comes to the veil, she's like this little quick fox. She just steps in. She talks with her friends. They love her in the light. She walks back. It's something that's just a gift. It's part of why I really respect Patty. When Patty stepped in tonight, I've listened to this a week. I am feeling there is something messy. I keep hearing, he keeps saying that he wants to protect you. He doesn't want other people involved. There is something that did happen. I am picking up something financially. This is my spiritual opinion, and I agree with Patty. It is messy. I got severe pain. They told me that part of what happened was someone else did push some other things with him. I do feel there was something with money going on with another individual. I don't think that he was a bad person. I feel Roman Smith, the person that you got on the other side, was in a wrong place at the wrong time. And they keep talking about some things getting odd and some other individuals. And due to this stuff, I agree with Patty, this lady calling you. If this person's getting stuff and they're telling her, we know, like me and Patty, we'll just say, like, we'll get a hold of you in contact. I would really work with that psychic. If he's feeling and resonating with her up in Minnesota, the spirit guides, Patty, you can help me more with mediumship. They come to someone And they like with like I know with you I've seen you doing it when we were at the conference. There was there was six psychics sitting at the table. Eight actually. There was two other individuals that came to the table with the first psychic confederation. As people stepped forward, Robert and Patty, which were both gifted, started to see and sense the individuals. A child came forth, and I'm sharing this. Patty picked up right away. I saw during the part of this that she worked with and was having spirit guides. Like in Symbole. Now, this is where the gift comes in. They keep telling me with this gentleman, and as we've read this, that he really, he does want to talk, but he wants to talk to his mom like one-on-one. I've encouraged you, Savannah, to get a closer energy. If her mom could call, we're not, what I'm trying to do is help you, because I'm not worried about, you said, you know, I know you don't have the money because you're 15. I was 15, and most of my money went to McDonald's. But what I'm more worried, you know, it does at that age. But what I love with you, what I want to do is I want to help you. We need to get someone a little closer, because what we're getting, I mean, Patty, can you hear, I mean, when I hear the guides over there, they said that he, it's like, I feel like he's, it's like it wasn't right, and he doesn't like what's said about him, and he can't. Someone's going to come forth, is what they keep telling me. Someone saw something.
Yeah, somebody. I get that too. That's good, Jethro. Someone saw something. Someone's going to come forth. But he, I think why he's even saying, be wary of this too much information is that what you said also, Jethro. He wants to keep you safe, Savannah. He wants to keep you away from it. Yes, he wants his name cleared. He's a good guy. He wasn't what they said, but there was something that maybe he did or said, or like Jethro said, wrong place, wrong time, or one little thing that he got messed up in and shouldn't have. Again, it's really messy. It's like I'm looking at like spaghetti here. It's like almost like a domino effect of something energetically. And he doesn't want you, he wants his name clear, but he doesn't want you mixed up in it or getting too much mixed up into this spaghetti energy.
And it's, see, that's where we both are going, and we're working here. Me and Patty are calling what they call tagging it. I had some of you write, that's what I love about you and Patty together.
I love tag.
And we are, and I do too, and that's why we're good. Also, Patty has a Libra sun, and I have a Libra moon. So we balance real well when it comes to this energy. As male and female energy, we're sending energy in light over there. Patty actually, and I will tell you guys, who can, all the other psychics are laughing. They're like, yeah, Patty's like this gut person helping Jethro hold on to his little hand over there. And I'm like, okay, I'm shaking knees, but I'm with Patty looking around, where a couple of times with the other gifts we've worked with other people, they keep telling me, I said, it comes to it. And they said, something else is happening here that's taken in a little bit of time. And they said, when we're working together and some of the work with it, we're going to take some of you guys on the phone. Hang on. This is what we do. Definitely get with us at psychicsgonewild.com if you want a full reading. I had someone just email me a little honorary message. Never also make me crabby, because I love to help you, but we are here to do this. This person is needing this energy, and what we're looking at, going back to the energy, Roman is talking through it, and I agree. If I, you know, if I could give the best advice to Roman's mom, I would say Patty is on Facebook, Patty Negri. Get a hold of Patty, sit down, and go through this. Patty is a professional. This person that's telling you over there probably is professional, nothing could think, but you guys are getting this, and you need it confirmed. When you want to sit down and get it confirmed, that's where you bring in. Patty's American certified, which means not only is she true and accurate, but she's always done this and had a really good response. So sit down and do this, because we together are getting it. I feel like her little detective over there, I do think he's got a story. I also think, like he said, he's protecting. And what I felt with the light energy with Patty, he was very, like he looks very distant to me and Patty. He seems like he was really not happy a lot in life. They're telling me there was some odd stuff going on where he was not content and he felt like something was missing there where you guys are. He's telling me the South, he was there, but he was missing something. Something in his life needed to kick off. That's how he got involved and got around. And something there, you know, and I keep getting that someone there started some awkward things, something with him that hasn't come out. And they said that it's going to, I feel like someone's seen something, someone there. They keep showing me like, and I'm telling on my age. I know he was a little older than you, and I laughed. The other psychic got it. Someone got me there, like Jethro, the man was. I was off the other night about his age. He's a little older than you. You've told me, but I also want you to know that they're telling me he was out somewhere or something was going on, and he saw or was involved in something, and I don't think that – I don't think it's all ever going to be – I think something's going to come out later. I mean, I remember that age very clearly. You know, we all would drive around. We go out places. They keep showing me he was out somewhere, and something also happened or went on that he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and that's why he's protecting. He also is a little distant, so it's been a couple weeks since he's passed. I definitely would send a little more than the picture. I mean, Patty, what would you say if you were doing this case, you know, and I say that, or someone came to you, would you have them bring an article or something that's new into the case?
What was that?
With him being on the other side that early, I mean, he's only been over there like a couple of weeks. I keep hearing like there's guides and stuff around him, and because of his age and what happened and because of the oddness around it, it's like you said, those strings, I keep getting like the guides are still
It's early. It's too early. A 40-day mark. They're in transition. So that's why I even said, like, that pull back a little and be careful. And he wants you to focus on the life. At the 40-day point, that's when you light a candle, put up his picture, stop the mourning, let him go. You could still have a complete relationship with him, but it'll be different. But he's in transition right now. He really is. So to focus on this, he wants you to pull it back a little. Things will come out in their time, but he wants you to focus on life, and he needs that transition time. I've really only done like a seance type thing on a person who had passed, and this was a young person too, in the less than 40 days, and it's a very different experience. It'll be different when he hits that 40 day. And that 40 days is in paganism, Judaism, almost every belief system. It's a very magical time, and that is the time the body crosses over. I mean, even at that 40 day mark, Savannah, if you knew like what his favorite meal was, it's called a dumb supper, you know, have that meal with him. You know, put a picture there to celebrate with him. Talk about his life and love, and then you let him go. Stop the mourning, and then again, he'll still could be with you. He could be, you know, your friend always, but he's in that transition right now.
Let's see, and thank you, Patty. That helped all of us. Now all of us learned, all of us together. I got to tell you guys, I've done this a couple of days, and I learned something new, and that makes sense to me, the 40 days, because it has been for those of us helping. Savannah, you've got my number, you know, with Pegs, to get a hold of us on the email. We'll set up that time if you'd like. I would have no problem talking to you and your dad because he got a hold of us together. I would like to read a little bit to help you, but I agree with Patty on the 40 days. I would like to help you just to talk spiritually. With losing a person you love very much, it is easy, and I can tell you there is the grief period, and I do know the best thing is to talk it out. So we're here, we're going to go on. 252, you're into Psychics Gone Wild, and I hope you are wild. How are you, 252?
Hey, Jethro, it's Pamela.
Oh, my living, this is Pamela Cummings, and you're over here. What are you doing?
I wanted to come call in, and boy, you're so mellow for you tonight. I've never heard you so mellow. You must be really tired.
I am, and that's why Patty's dragging me by feet. This other psychic, I'm praying for it. And here comes Pamela Cummings. This is the phenomenal Pamela Cummings. All of you know is our psychic, musical psychic who hears. And I've been so busy, and then I did a circle tonight with like 20-some people, and the guides wouldn't let it go until everybody got a message. It was really... It was not pretty, and I ended up only getting one brownie out of it. I'm really cranky. It's just
man. You need a day off. You need a day off. That's so funny. But the reason I'm calling, because I know there's other callers, so I don't want to hog a lot of time, is, you know, I'm moving to Jacksonville, North Carolina in a couple of weeks, and I'm just wondering how that's going to go. I'm moving in with my boyfriend, and, you know, anything you can give me, you know, with the cats, any useful information, because I'm a little nervous about my one kitty moving.
Okay, Patty?
I get it's going to be really good. I think you're going to be playing house at first. It's going to be really fun a little while. I really get you like kids playing house. We're moving in together, and here's this. Your kitty's going to transition just fine. Go slow and really talk to your kitty. You don't have to be a communicator, but whether you're an animal communicator, just let the kitty know the whole trip, what's going on and what's going to experience there. The kitty's going to be fine, just the smallest of adjustment period. And I get a whole new refreshing that this is going to be, again, I just keep getting almost like kids playing house. It's going to be refreshing and useful for the whole relationship. Will be fun. So just enjoy it. I think I get everything good. I'm not pulling anything bad. It's going to be expansive for both of you, and then you just both create it to what you want it to be. I think it's going to be happier times for you. Not that you're not happy now, but I think I just pulled the lover card. It's good.
I agree. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. And I miss Pamela. Pamela's our Tuesday girl. I miss the birdie, and I miss Merlin, and all the cats and the animals and the friends. And I laugh because I've always thought it'd be cool. Sometime we'll have to have you two together do a show, a reading. And I want to hear, we'll have Lady Dora, which is her dog, and then we'll have Merlin, who always purrs to me through when she does it. And I think within the energy, we will just like put out so much animal energy that it's like I can see all the totems up above just going, dancing and laughing. It's like, you know, Pamela, I see it good. I also am hearing the guides say something really cute with you. They're saying that you have a couple little surprises when you get there. You have, you've worked and you've earned this. Enjoy it. Enjoy it a little more. They said that it's like this is a good reward, and it's like you they're doing like the country thing, a little Abner. You got your man. Now you've got some other good things coming too. I'm so glad. I you know, and you know, as family, those of us know what this. Pamela's just a sweetie, and thank you, Pamela, for coming to. I feel honored that you came to us and asked us for a reading.
Yeah, thank you.
And now I'm going to sign off. I'm exhausted. I don't know how you can do reading so late, Jethro.
I know. It's we love it. And it's Patty. Patty does all the work, and they all laugh because she's like, Jethro, set up or I'll kick you.
Oh, okay, please. We're tagging it. We're playing ball back.
Yeah, well, hey, she's on the other side. She's, you know, it's a lot earlier for her than us Eastern timers.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. All right. Yeah. We love you, Pamela. Blessings. We're going on with the next caller. We got 770. What do you know, 770?
Hi, this is Sandy. How are you?
Great, Sandy. Now that you called in, I'm glad you called in.
I'm glad that you took my phone call.
Are you the ravioli person? Somebody named Ravioli is mad at me because I won't pick up the phones. That's what they told me.
No.
Okay. Okay. Have you got a question for us here in our wild night?
Yes, I have a question about relationships and possible abilities of employment. And I just want to see what you see for me.
I heard relationships and what employment or possible employment? I cut out for a second.
Yeah, possible employment.
Okay, cutting out, but I got it that time. Okay, let me see what I see. Relationship. I'm pulling a lot of stability. So, and this was a relationship. I was going for a relationship. If it would have been an employment pull, it would have been, yeah, it's right there. But relationship, are you in a sturdy relationship? I see something coming in that could be a real steady, comfortable, you know, comfortable is a strong word, which is funny for a relationship. I guess that's good. something that's very stable. Were you recently in an unstable relationship or a of some sort?
I am in an unstable relationship.
Well, there you go. Okay. So,
and the thing is, I don't know whether it's becoming stable or not.
Okay, well, I'm seeing you coming into a very stable relationship. The cards I'm pulling, it's all around you. But let me see if we think it's the same one or not. You have to do with whatever it is. Is this relationship worth working on and making it created as such?
I think it would be if he comes around and starts working on his problems.
Okay. Okay. If you make that the very important of your choice, if he is and if it is, I mean, of course he has to play along his end of things, but this is where you have to really get creative, really outside of the box, really using your intuitive side versus your logical thinking. I think I'm getting from spirit that you use your logical thinking side too much on him, and that's not going to work as well, or it isn't. It's not going to help him. He's not going to hear it the same way as if you a little more creative, a little bit more indirect but focused. Is that helping with the situation somehow? Is that making sense to you?
No.
Okay,
give
good.
Me a little
I
clue here.
Okay. Again, a little bit more almost artistic in dealing with him. Let him know what you need, what you expect, if this is going to be a relationship. I would set your boundaries a little bit higher, just as boundaries. And then outside of that, if this is something you work on, he needs to know a little bit clearer what you want and what you need for you. Not even all about him, but just for you. No finger pointing, no, you need this, you can't do that, I want this, but just what your needs, what your experiences are. And if you can let him to see that, there, that's where that maybe he could bring in with this little stability. And if not, you're going to figure that out soon enough and then make that choice, because there's somebody out there, I do see that stability coming in. And stability is the important word that you need right now. That's the one that kept coming up to me.
Okay, so you see,
but
see
you have
another,
to be a little bit, yeah, if it's not him, I see somebody else there. Yeah, that means there is somebody else there. But that's why I asked you, are you clear? Is this person worth it to do the little bit of working on? But you have to figure out what you really want and then not test them, but give it a sample. Okay, this is where it is. This is what I want. This is what I need. This is how I feel. Again, in a not accusing way. And then see if he is willing to go there or not.
It
sounds harsh, but it's actually not harsh at all. It's actually way more loving for both of you. He'll either go, well, I could try, and then you could work with him again. And that's when you start getting creative again, really start thinking outside of the box to work with him and to help him once he said he's willing to do this. And if he's not, then you might really want to make that choice to move on, because there's that stability is waiting for you, and if it's not going to be with him, that means it's elsewhere.
Yep.
Okay.
And we thank you with that. We're having a little bit of here a push. I apologize, Sandy. If it comes back, I'll grab you on here. The phones have a mind of their own, and a lot of it is because on Fridays, me and Patty are really busy. It isn't just prime time. It's us. You asked for it, and I know you're Jade in the room. 610, you are on next. I apologize. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yeah, we talked to you earlier and it didn't pick up. This is...
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you're a first-time caller. What would you like to ask us?
I wanted to ask about business, career. Actually, you know, I have a... I'm a landlord for, a property. And I was having some trouble with one tenant. So I had to start the eviction process, and I have a hearing on Wednesday. And I've tried to work with the tenant, but they're being difficult. And so I'm not sure what you're picking up as far as that.
Okay. And your first name?
Sonia.
Okay, Sonia, I'm getting permission from the guys, and I'm going to go a little quick here. Where me and Patty are there, and I'm waking up a little more. I apologize earlier when we did that. Sometimes when we call out your area code, I know it's hard. Someone told me I talk too quick. But going through it, Sonia, what I'm feeling with you is that I feel like that you're going through some other energy. This legal isn't just it. This is going to be a year where you have to fight to get what you want. The guys are telling me that you're being put in this position, and then as we go into the year of the horse, which is coming into astrology and Asian practice, that year for you is going to be a very fiery, strong year. This is a spiritual year in numerology, but what I'm getting is they said that you've got some other situation this year. It is going to be all right, but you've got to fight for everything you want. You're not going to – last year was topsy-turvy, and this year seems like it's assertive is what I'm getting. Patty, are you
– Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. And also, remember, this is your – this is what you do. It's not who you are. Like, again, what Jethro said, what's really important and what you're feeling bad is more stuff about you than this. This is just your job, and you do your job the best that you can. This is the tenant, and it'll all work out however it all works out. That's fine. But don't let that color your life and who you are and what you're doing. I don't know. I just got that really clear from Spirit going, this is what you do. This is not who you are. Don't let it color that. You just be your best. You just do your best, your ethical best, your intelligent best, all those things that you choose to do in your job. And then I do see some little challenges coming up for you, but you're going to go through with flying colors.
Right. I mean, like I said, they broke the lease. I mean, I this is not what I do permanently. It's just a property that I manage.
Yeah.
But I do have my full-time job. But like I said, they were doing a lot of, you know, wrong things. And among those, they broke the lease. They're not paying the rent on time. They won't even let me put an ad to advertise the apartment. So the hearing is set for Wednesday, and I have all my facts. I mean, do you see them getting out of there soon?
Okay. We see people getting out of there soon. Yeah, but they really do have to be like forced out. It's not, they're not going to leave of their own fruition. They're not going to just say, okay, you're right, we're wrong, we're going to leave. It's going to take that legal action.
Even after the hearing, they still don't want to leave?
No, it might just take a little work, I'm getting. They are going to leave, though.
Are they going to leave?
Yeah, they are going to leave. But again, just don't expect them just to do the right thing because it's the right thing.
I know.
They
want
to get away with as much as they can.
The hearing is set for Wednesday. They had given me notice that they were going to leave the 30th, which is the end of this month. But when I kept asking for the other part of the rent, they weren't like, paying it, and they're like, and I'm like, I need to put a sign to advertise. They're like, well, you can leave it outside, but I don't want anybody coming in. You know, it's my personal stuff. The apartment is a mess. I don't think they ever clean. So at this point, I'm like, are they really going to leave? So that's when I decided to file the papers. I mean,
good.
You
did the right thing. They need that push. They need that legal push. You did the exact right thing. Don't you think, Jethro? I guess.
Oh, yes.
You have to be pushed out.
And you have to, and you have to do it. And it's not an easy job, what you've got. You've got my respect. I got to tell you what I'm feeling here is it's like they're showing it like pulling teeth. It's going to be a tug of war. And they said that the strength is that you're not getting the right kind of energy there. And I don't think it's actually – I think it's like these people know this or they're playing it or they know that they're going to be able to live there and not get the pay to you. And it's a shame. And I'm not understanding where you're at because what they keep showing me – see, I'm from the Rocky Mountains, and they'll tell you Native American ones – basically, the law would come over and just rip them out of there. They're like, you get to go. You get to go bye-bye now. Other states are not that way. And what they're showing me is that these individuals look like they're going through it. And like Patty said, you're going to win, but it's going to take it. And they keep telling me it's a fight. They also keep telling me that this is going to end up in the long run, it's going to make you stronger because you are a good person. Like Patty said, you're using your integrity. You keep going the right steps. It's going to also teach you a lesson in karma with this, that you're a good person. I see this as bothering you. It's like, you just can't get why you're having to go through all this to be mean to get them to do this where you don't like to do that. You'd rather just have them pay and then leave you alone.
Right. And I think that's why Spirit was saying, don't let it affect you. It's that's what you do. That's not who you are. So, because you are so sensitive.
Do you see how long before they leave?
I'm not getting dates. If they told you the 30th, is that what you're hoping to get them out by the 30th?
I would say at least. I mean,
if not before.
Yep.
Oh yeah, before will be better. You know.
Yep, that's what we're getting. And Sonia, keep us intact. You know, stay tough. You know, you got friends who are on Psyche's Gone Wild. We hope we helped you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We are going a little wilder, and we're growling through these, and I had someone tell me, we've got the girl with the coconut. We're going to bring in for a few more minutes here. Hang on, all you callers. 229, you're in. Can you hear us, 229?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Are you Ravioli?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to find this. Okay, Melvin. I don't know who Ravioli is, but I'm worried about Melvin. I think I've read you. I remember you. You're the wild man.
The wild man.
Yes, it's good to talk to you, Melvin. You called in tonight with Patty Negri and Jethro. Do you remember me?
Yes, sir. I remember you. Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Yeah. It's good to talk to you. You know, it always tells me a good reason. When people call back or get a hold of you, you know you're doing something right. You know you remember me, hopefully for a good reason.
Oh, yeah. You guys are great. I love you, man. I love you. Know, you guys
you love
are great.
You.
Yes, yes. Before I ask the question, I just want to ask you all about the coconut oil. I am so interested in getting some.
Okay, and hang on here. We're going to bring her right back. You got the perfect timing. She's right here, and here's our wonderful Michelle. Michelle, thank you for staying up. I know you're tired, too. We're on the East Coast here. We're hanging out with our wild Patty. Did you hear Melvin? He wants to know about your coconut oil. Would you talk to him a little more about? We were telling him a little bit. I know he tuned in here. He's been here for a while. What would you suggest to him to try the coconut? I know it helps with a little weight. What are you looking at, Melvin? Are you looking at trying it on your hair? Are you looking at dancing? Talk to me, Melvin. I know you're a wild one. So.
Yeah. I'm trying, you know, to lose weight. That's my thing, to lose weight and everything else, you know, but definitely losing weight. Because I'm a diabetic, and I need to get some weight off of me.
Michelle, can you hear me? I think Michelle's...
I hear you. Michelle? Did you hear me? Okay. I pushed a button. Are you there?
Don't ever scare
I'm sitting there talking to myself. I'm already, like, halfway through. Okay, sorry. Okay. What I suggest you do, because it really is a detoxer, start off with a teaspoon, and then you want to amp it up to 2 tablespoons a day. If you feel a nauseated feeling, it's really detoxifying you. So just hang with it. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water, and it will really start detoxifying you. And once you get up to 2 tablespoons a day, you should notice a big difference. So you'll feel so much better. And if you get on, again, get on skinnycoconut.com. I tried to type in the code because I was seeing where do you type in the code for the radio. Anybody that wants to order it, we'll put my email up, and I will get that discount for you. I promise you. I promise you. Okay. I promised Jethro I was going to do something for all his loyal listeners. So I will get that on. But there's a nurse and a doctor and a nutritionist, and they all have different recipes on what you can do and all the different uses. So I don't know if that helped, and I don't want to talk you to death. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll
you are so welcome.
Thank you. God bless. Yes.
God bless you.
All right.
It's going to make your dieting easier, too, Mel. It really is. It's going to, again, that with cravings and the hunger, which makes it, when you're not hungry and you're not craving stuff, you know, it's easier to diet.
Yeah, because my energy level and it seems like it relieves stress as well. So, I'm definitely going to look it up and order it. I'm definitely going to do this.
And what I want to say to all the listeners, the biggest thing is like coconut oil has been around for eons. But the way that they have the machine that they use to extract the oil, nobody else has it. It's only been on the market since September, and they are getting it nationwide patented where nobody can even, I mean, nobody knows about the machine to how they extract it, and that's what separates them from every other oil out there. And so they test it, and there are other coconut oils that do help, but the ones they've tested, they're actually, you will gain weight eating them, even the highest grade of them. No one has it where it's raw, and it's also been tested on an energetic level where it's testing on all 4 polarities. So it's amazing stuff. I was so blessed to run into them. My angels were with me that day, that was for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, my question is, I just have 2 small questions. I've been laid off of my job. And I'm unemployed at this mental hospital here in Georgia. And I put in an application. So can you all tell me when you think I'll be able to get a job? Because I'm walking around in my apartment about to lose my mind.
Don't lose your mind. They're hard to find once you lose them.
True.
Yeah, it won't come back. Yeah, I mean, I'm stressed out this time. So but I try not to be. Stay positive.
I see you getting a really good lead on something. I mean, hopefully this month. I'm not sure this month, but I think by next month you're going to get a really good lead on something and something coming in by then. And for you to expand your horizons a little bit, that's what I'm getting a message. Like, you know, look a little bit outside of what you already do, similar but a little outside or a little farther out.
Right. Because I have...
Marvin?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Because I have two applications I haven't filled out yet, and I'm going to do that and take them to the place Monday.
Good.
And, but I have put in other applications as well. So maybe you say next month you see me working?
I do. I see a clarity. I see a clear focus coming in. And to me, that's looking like it's, oh, I've got a job. I've got a new thing. I'm moving forward with something. And with every application that you fill out, really put some energy into it. Really, I mean, I do spell work. I do magical things. But with every word that you're writing out, put your best intent in it. Of course, you're going to fill it out the best you can. But energetically, when you're mailing it to them or bringing it to them or handing them in, really see yourself in that job. Really create it with every application. Because if you're just sitting like, filling it out, you're not putting any energy towards getting that job.
Right.
So
yes,
be
conscious
of that.
Okay.
And I want you guys, we've got a lot of them asking in the room, Michelle, do you have an email that they can contact you or any way? Because this would help. You know, Melvin, if you had her email, you could write to her. I have a couple of people in the room wanting to get, is it all right, Michelle? Is there an email of yours, or would you prefer them just to go on the website and get it off of there?
Yeah. Do you want me to post it? But I can
do
comebefree at gmail.com.
What is it?
Come, comebefree at gmail.com.
Come be free.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, aside from doing, just so I can get you guys a discount.
Yes, ma'am.
If you email me, and then I'll get all your information to them, so that you guys will be separated.
And you have a Facebook page too, right, Michelle Collins, where they could find out more about the coconut oil, Michelle Collins on Facebook.
Yeah. Yes. I'm doing better. I'm doing better. I'm in elementary school with that Facebook thing. I'm working on it, Patty. I'm working.
Hey, I've been messing up all week on it, so it's just Facebook. Blame them.
It's all perfect.
It's all perfect. It's getting better and better every day.
Melvin, we love you dearly.
2 weeks late on some of the posts, but they're happening.
And I just wanted to ask one little last thing about a relationship. Do y'all see anyone coming in? But I was talking to this other woman, and her name is Erlene, but she was a nurse at the hospital that closed, but we are not talking. I don't she had a little mild stroke, but I think she kind of feel, you know, kind of sad because when we first met, then she had it, you know. I'm like, well, I didn't have anything to do with that, but is do you all see us talking again and in a relationship, or is someone else completely?
I do see you talking to Erlene. You've had a sweet relationship with her, whether it's a relationship or not. You have a good connection with her. Do you have her information to talk to her, even though you're not working together?
Yes, ma'am. I have her phone number and her home number and cell number, but I call her and she didn't pick up, so I stopped calling her. But I think a week ago she called me, so I didn't pick up. So I don't know. Do she want? Do she want me to call her?
Well,
she, like,
if she called
me?
You, I say if she called you, maybe she's got her own things. I don't think that had anything to do with you that she didn't pick up. Maybe she wasn't home. Maybe whatever. But if she called you back, and if she called you back and didn't leave a message like "Don't call me anymore," I'm sure it's okay.
Yeah.
I just call her up, just check, see how she's doing. Say you haven't, guys haven't talked. You miss her. Doesn't have to go anywhere with her. Just say wanted to say hi. Catch up.
Okay. Well, how does she feel about me at this point right now? I mean, she missed talking to me or what?
I guess that she does. Jethro?
I do.
Check the place in her heart.
As I agree with Patty very much, and I feel like this is part of what's happening. And Melvin, there's a reason that this energy is also working with you too, is you both are getting to another acceptance and energy together. But you know, and I tease you about being a wild one a couple times you've called, but you're a very debonair gentleman. I love it because I remember when you, and the first time you actually called our first show is why I remembered you, because it was like everything was happening, and you know, I remember and she actually just wrote me, Sandra. She's actually on another show now, Unseen World. And we laughed because both of us were having technical difficulties, and you were asking about a relationship. And that's why I remembered you as the wild man, because I just stuck with me. I go, you're a wild man, and you know how you are. And the guys are saying that they said that this is. I feel this is still there. I'm supposed to tell you this is a better year for you. You're going to get not only the love and the blessings, but once they kick off in this job that Patty's talking about goes, you're going to do better. But you got to promise the guys not just this coconut oil, but actually they said to take some time where you're out away from it, that you need to just get away from everybody, like at the park or something. I keep seeing you out like around trees and nature, feeling that elemental of earth. You know what I'm getting?
Yes, sir. Yes, exactly.
You know,
I normally go to the park a lot, and I haven't been in a while. So since I'm not working, I'm gonna spend some time in the park. We have some nice parks here in Georgia. Yeah,
excellent.
That's so true. Yeah, and because I applied for my unemployment, and they supposed to send me a debit card. I suppose hey, got it on Thursday, and I called the unemployment people. I haven't received it yet. I received a mail saying that how much I'm gonna receive for unemployment, but do you all see this card coming anytime soon? I mean, because I called, the funds is there, I just don't have my card.
I do. I think it's a little bit with the mail. I'm not trying to blame them because my postal guy calls me names that aren't nice, but I do think it's something with the postal. Well, me and Patty, they send us books, they send me mail. He told me, because I've got a hernia named Jethro. I said, call him Junior, you know, but so I am blaming it there, Mel. We got to laugh a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm blaming it in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take care, guys.
Maybe tomorrow?
I don't feel tomorrow. Do you, Patty? Am I awful? It's a little bit longer.
Maybe a little bit longer, but it'll come.
It'll come. And Melvin, okay. I hate to run. You know we love you dearly. There's nothing personal. I got people kicking and shoving, and they're yelling at me. We had about 38 calls tonight with this tonight. I know some of you guys this has been. It is a surge, and please, Blog Talk Radio loves us, but they themselves said that when me and Patty are on, it does things that they've never seen before. They are here tonight helping us, so I want to let all of you know to play nicely, and we're working together. 704, we love you. Would you like to talk? 704.
Yes. Hello.
You didn't think you'd get in, did you, Shiloh?
No.
I'm trying to get through the phone. Your phones are just, they're bouncing in. They're running around. I'm like, 704.
No. Hi, how are you?
Really good. This is Jethro, and you're talking to Patty Negri. Did you hear the video of hers? Russell loves her beautiful voice, and he says it. I can't hear the demo. He just gets really dramatic when he says that he loves her. Give us your name, and what would you like?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, yay.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi. How are you tonight?
We're good.
Good.
How are you?
Okay, I'm a little, it's been a weird, you said some, I think you mentioned, oh no, somebody mentioned that.
Michelle.
Lady. Yeah, that it was a weird day. And
we've been having solar flares.
Really? Okay. I'm not
big direct hits, big direct solar flare hits. Hit yesterday was a really big one, so.
Okay, because I had a very odd experience today, actually, because it was a lady, she's a landlord, and I had a weird experience with my landlord today. It was so weird, and that kind of had me shook. That wasn't really like a but it did have me shook because I'm very, you know, I always pay my bills on time, and it's so interesting because I actually have been out of work for a very long time, and I took basically my last of my money that I have in the world to pay my rent, and they always get their rent on time, but something happened when my lights went out in the half of my apartment, and it's just so odd. He was like, he's coming over, but usually like one of his sons will come just flip the switch, and he wanted to come in, and he didn't come the time he said he was going to come. He came way earlier, and then he comes in, he's like looking around, and what ended up happening was like there was a thing that needed a battery in it. And I've been, you know, like I said, really budgeting and stuff, and I just couldn't, I couldn't go get that because I've been trying to eat and trying to get other things I needed, and it was on a list. And then he was like, well, but I told the truth, you know, I told the truth about it, and I said, no, I don't have one in there. And he was like, well, I'm gonna put one in, but I'm gonna send you a bill for $5, and $5 is almost all the money I had on me. And I like to have some so I don't feel so bad. I like to have a little bit of my cash on me. And I literally started crying. And the guy was sitting here, and they just was like, it was a really horrible experience, and it was just really bad. And I've been trying to shake that. I don't know. Hopefully, if you have anything about that, I want to stay here, and, you know, I don't want to get kicked out. I want to stay in my place, but I don't know. But anyway.
I lost the question in there.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess it made me concerned about something, like they kind of have a bullseye on me now or something like that. I don't know, it just made me feel really bad. But it was just – but okay, let me give you a question. I apologize.
Okay.
Do you see –
sorry.
No problem. Do you see a job coming for me anytime soon? It's interesting you mentioned energy about jobs, because that's something I've really been having some trouble with. I'm usually pretty good with it. Like the last time I was out of work, I was able to get my energy in. I said out loud what I needed. I went to my computer and I found it. And it took me 2 days, and then I got that job. And I really needed something. It wasn't what I wanted to do, but it was something that, you know, at least I was making my minimum. But I'm not in that job anymore. And it's been so hard for me because I've been sick and stuff, have some health issues and other emotional things and everything, and I'm just so burnt out. It's been so hard for me to try to get my energy aligned and then also find the right things that I can maybe align with. So that's been a real challenge for me in general. But I have applied for a number of things. I've been working with temp agencies, trying to get something going there. Do you see anything coming for me? Let me ask this way, because I've been asking for a specific dollar amount because I really need that dollar amount. I was blessed. I will say I hate having to do this, but there's some people that I knew who volunteered to give me some money, some help, but I'm going to have to pay them back before the end of this year, which is that's never happened to me before. And I've been asking for a certain amount because I have to take care of some health things, and I need that amount. Do you see that certain amount coming?
I do, but you have to see it too. I do, and you're going to get it together, and you're doing things right. Like, okay, you're visualizing, you're seeing things, but you're not quite believing it as much as you need to. Like you said, maybe you're not quite when you're putting in the applications and going that how you did it last time, you got that laser beam focus. You saw the job. You felt the job. You tasted the job. I'm going to get this job. So you're sort of going, I need this much money, but you're not 100%, you're not 100% believing that you're going to get it. There's doubt there. Choose to let go of the doubt. Let it flow. Just even talk yourself out of the doubt. Even if you don't believe it, don't say it until you do believe it, and you can switch that around.
Because the reason is, last time I was out of work, I was asking for that same amount of money, and instead of me getting it, it's like I would get offered things in that range, but then I wouldn't get it. Then the amount that I was offered kept going down, 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 and I'd never get those either. And then it was interesting because there was something it was literally half the amount that I was asking for, which I could not do. And it was a trip because the day that, like, this guy called me about this job, I went out following another lead with another temp agency, just trying to get connected with them, and it took longer than it was supposed to. And in the process, I missed this guy's call, and he was so mad, you know. But that was something I couldn't do anyway. It was just crazy. So that's where that's coming from, because I kept asking for that last time, and I never got it, and it was just a horrible experience. So, yeah.
Okay.
Letting go of it, yeah.
Stop and breathe. In life, I think I'm getting this. You've got this beautiful energy, this amazing, but it's like this train, ticka 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 ticka, and it's beautiful. But you have to stop and receive too. You really have to stop and receive.
And we love you, Jennifer. That's Patty says to breathe and relax. We got to let you go, Michelle. We love you. You are the rocker. Please come back again and talk about other cool stuff, coconut, whatever you want to talk about. We love you.
Okay. Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. Patty, tell them how to catch Patty, because where can we get Patty?
You can find me at my website is the easiest, pattynegri.com, pattynegri.com. Please go find me on Facebook.
Cool. Welcome, everybody. And tune in Monday. You'll have Mystic Haven and Gary Wimmer with our new DC Love working on The Magic of Psychics Gone Wild. And so until Monday, have a great weekend, you guys. I'm going to go get a little sleep and probably eat everything in the fridge. Love you, Patty. You are the best.
You are the best, Jethro. You are the best, Michelle.